Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silly question. Am I ready? Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready to do the show. Yes, how's that, Jay?
We need to make that the Doug Steffen Good Day radio program theme song.
Really? All right, so push the record button, and I'll do it.
There you go. Get rid of those other Doug Steffen singers. They just didn't cut it like that one did.
There's a song, Get Ready, I'm trying to remember, from the late 60s. Who did it? See if you can find that, James, will you please? Yeah, Get Ready. It's a raucous, rock and roll sort of a songa. Let's not slow down. Let's get going here. This hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It is the 17th of January, keeping score. Something optimistic for you to start the hour with, a thought. What a wonderful soul, so bright inside of you. You have the power to heal the broken hearts around you. You have the power to restore the vision. You have the best at your fingertips. It's kind of like the sun. Doesn't the sun heal everything? Everything about the sun, what it's all about, it's responsible for everything.
Mm-hmm. And like right? What they say about everything, in moderation.
Yes, right. Well, I think you'd find if you get a little closer to the sun. Some people blame global warming on the fact that the sun is expanding. Research does, well, there's a little bit to that, but not a whole lot. That's not really what's going on. And it's hard to describe what really is going on. All right, let's get to the good news here. A couple of items that have to do with you and your sentimental quotient. No, I'm one of these people. This is me describing me. Ready? Is this you? Jay, is this you? Is this many of the people who are listening? The average American household, right? Most of the items, if you look in the secondhand store, 66% of what's in there, more than half of the items have been owned by somebody else. I guess that's why they call it the second-hand store. Duh.
Yeah, the resale stores.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. There were a number of people who were surveyed asking about what it is that you want. Why do you keep the stuff that you keep? 77% said they form emotional attachments to the items in their home, whether or not they use them or they don't use them. I'm thinking about what's in my house that I don't use, that I could get rid of. Are you? Now think about this. What's in your home that you could toss or that you could sell or that you could give to somebody? Mm-hmm. I cleaned out four couches and gave them to the neighborhood school, a private school that's around the corner from me. I had put them on my trailer and brought them over there, and they have like 63 students at this school. No, 163, sorry. 163 students. A big old house that used to belong to Packard of Hewlett Packard, and then it was a convent, and then it became a school. And they got a couple of buildings, and they needed couches, so there they went. Mm-hmm. So what do you have in your house that you could do two things? You can declutter, and you can help somebody, or you can bring it over to the resale store. What do they call them? Savers? There's Savers. Do you have any Savers in Cleveland?
They're all thrifting or anything here. Like that. Well, there's
Goodwill.
Something so cathartic about cleaning things out and getting down to the stuff, the clutter. It's like when you're in a room of clutter, in a space of clutter, even if it's things that you truly love, yeah, it still is very stressful, and it can still just kind of like, what's the cluttered space, cluttered mind or whatever. And if you get rid of a lot of things, it really is, like, it feels good.
If you were talking to somebody like Mary O'Malley, who is she's our psychic strategist, shall we say, there are people that hold on to things There's a connection, but having clutter around is bad for your head. It's bad for your energy. It's bad for, especially if the stuff is something, I mean, I had when I finished, well, I didn't finish, but thank you, Kyle, for the get ready the temptations. Did you find it, James? The temptations. That's what I was thinking about. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so the essence of what we have is not necessarily us. We a lot of times, you know, we think of personal possessions kind of like your job. Here is my card, and this is who I am. No, it's not who you are. It's what you do. Your house is filled with your energy, your family's energy, and it gets transferred to the couch or to the table or to your bed, wherever it is. But if it's bad or you have a bad time, let's say you had a parent that died or somebody in your family died. You're going to keep the bed that that person slept in? Woo! Ah, no. No. Give it to somebody or burn it. But you got to get rid of that energy. Anyway, so the top items that are discarded in terms of folks trying to declutter their homes, top 10 items. So that's the top 9 items. Okay, we lost 10. Number 9, exercise equipment. Right? Is that Merck? I have an old setup down in my gym in the basement. I wouldn't get rid of that stuff. It's good.
Well, but furniture. People, they get extra exercise equipment because they have intention to use it, and then they realize they're just not using it. So it's like, okay, fine, get it out of the
house. Right.
Like an exercise bike that you realize is now a coat rack.
Yes, or a 100-pound dumbbell that you probably will not, most people won't use, right?
Mm-hmm, that you've been holding, propping up, open a door.
Yeah, that's right, if you can get it to the door. All right, so we have, 20% say that they got rid of exercise equipment. 22% say they got rid of furniture. I would have thought that had been more common, frankly. Mm-hmm. Children's items, toys, that sort of thing. We have all those hand-me-downs for Jasper that have come from Miles. Cool. It's a lot of great stuff. My house is full. Actually, the first thing that when Jasper was here for the first time and he could make his way around, he went like a beeline to an old, PlayStation. It was a big castle, which is what Brendan played with when he was that age, and I had it underneath the counter, and he went to it like a boing. So, yeah, don't throw. If you have grandchildren, people that can use it, or give it to somebody who can if you don't have it anymore.
Absolutely, yeah.
Appliances like stoves and refrigerators, dishwashers, washing machines, that sort of thing. If they work and can't use them, put them on Facebook as far as that's concerned, right? Use them. And then you can't use them, so sell them that way. Hobby equipment. Ah, who's got an old Monopoly set around?
There you go. Sewing machine. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Toys, books, lots of books. I had, when I took over this house that we're renovating and part of the development, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books that we donated to various places, libraries, schools, that sort of thing. Let's see here. Files. Oh, these guys must have been to see Trump and Biden. And number one item discarded is clothing. Uh-huh. How many people buy clothing? Half the people who were surveyed said that they give away clothing. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of people, they send them to consignment shops, or they donate them to things, they give them to friends. One of the things that I feel like we should say, because it's been coming up a lot in different recalls, not the food recalls, but the product recalls, where if you are going to buy something secondhand, or you are going to donate or give something away or sell to a secondhand store, make sure it is not a product on a recall list.
Ah, right, yeah. And you can check that out how?
Online. Ask the Google bot.
The Google bot. Is this on recall? Is that the simple question that you ask?
Yeah. You just Google it. And especially it seems like it's a lot of children's items that are always on the recall list.
Yeah. All right. So here's a situation that most people can identify with. I was hopping angry yesterday. I was really angry. I'd bought a couple of iPhone 5s. You can find them on online. I have an old, I have two phone numbers that I use. One that's my iPhone, and I like having that because I can follow things through the day, texting and you know, emails, that sort of thing, and I can get to people on the phone. But it doesn't fit my hand well. If I'm driving or if I'm doing something, you're going to tell me I'm not supposed to do when I'm driving. But humor me for a moment. Anyway, so I'm driving, and I drop the phone all the time when I'm. So I decided, okay, I'm going to get a smaller iPhone because I can't get service for the flip phone anymore. I've had flip phones since the first day they came out. Can't find service. They don't iPhone or Apple. Apple and Verizon should be on a new Titanic that gets sunk. They're just so awful.
Oh, that's
and
so
arrogant.
Interesting that you can't get service with flip phones, because it seems like there's been this resurgence of people wanting flip phones.
Well,
lately.
Find me one that I can get service, because I'd buy another one. I bought these. You know, you pay $20 a piece for them. Maybe that should tell you something. I don't want to do anything on the phone except call people. That's it. So I want to hold it in my hand, dial the number. And so I went to the Verizon store yesterday. Oh, we haven't supported that since we don't support anything. We can't do it. They could do it, but they don't want to do it because they want to sell you a new phone. I'm not going to buy a new phone. I got a new phone. And so then I went to Bob, and I went looking around, and he, as usual, finds the solution to many of my problems like that. I found, well, he says go to Best Buy. This would send me back to Samsung or something like that. The first phone I ever had was a Samsung, and I couldn't make it work. I couldn't, you know, it didn't, at least with the Apple stuff, there's an intuitive word, you know, it works kind of easily, but I'd never got into the digital stuff. I mean, into the analog stuff. But there's a phone, it may be the right size. But if you happen to come across something today, or anybody listening, feel like helping out old Uncle Doug, send it along, and we'll acknowledge your help. Thank you very much. So there have to be a lot of people listening right now that have gone through this. But to deal with those people and to try to get something that would be convenient for me. I'm a customer. I have 11 phones on a Verizon account. 11. Do you think they care? Nah. Just go buy something new. Sorry, pal. No sale. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/28 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Yeah. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stuff going on in the world. Elvis, the second most popular singer and entertainer of all time, just ahead of the Beatles, just behind the Beatles, I guess is probably the way of referring to it properly. And after his birthday, January 8th, the celebration of the movie, and now the passing of Lisa Marie, his daughter, lots of attention being paid to the Presley family. So the question is, what happens to Graceland? It went from Elvis to his daughter, so who owns it now? You'll find out right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets special. So I go from Elvis's music to Lisa Marie's music. The property is in a trust that we're talking about, Graceland. And so now, according to the lawyers for the family, it is being this week transferred to the three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Marie's three daughters, Riley, Harper, and Finley. So with that, I would suppose that the assets of the Presley estate, which are huge. I think last year it took in $53 million or $57 million. It's the Graceland, the presence itself, the variety of tours they have there. You can actually stay overnight. Do you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, they have so many things. And ever since Elvis Presley's death, it went to Lisa Marie Graceland in a trust. And then when she turned 25, the trust was dissolved, and she had the full ownership of the home back in 93.
Yeah. Right.
And so now it's her daughters, her oldest, and then her two, the twins, who are 14.
Yeah.
And Riley's 33.
Yeah, so what will they, hopefully they'll use it well. Their grandmother Priscilla, who has been the strongest influence on any of the family, from Lisa on down, apparently, she reminds me of Barbara Bush, who is George Bush's, the father's wife, who got everybody in line and kept everybody in line. When the father and the grandfather were in the presidency, the kids managed once or twice to get off the reservation, and she brought them right back in. Priscilla's influence seems to be the strength of the family, strongest influence there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the idea that the children, obviously, you knew it was going to stay in the family, there's no debt on it. As a matter of fact, as I say, it's very profitable. All of those things are very, very profitable. And Lisa Marie's been buried next to her son, who's buried next to Elvis and his mother and his father and his grandmother. They're all there. Have you ever been to Graceland? Have you been there, Jay?
I never have. I would
walk around. All right, so you go out the back door, and there's sort of this circle. It's right close to the house. This sort of circle around, or not a half circle, semicircle, where they're all buried, and there's a bronze cover to the vaults where the bodies are buried. And it's a little macabre, but it's also, imagine people getting that close to Elvis or thinking that they're that close to Elvis. And so
I'm sure it's palpable because there's so many of his belongings. That was his home.
So anyway, there's the final word on Lisa Marie and what happens to the estate. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday the 17th, the 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As America's national security may have been compromised by the last two presidents keeping top-secret documents in their homes, the White House and the Secret Service said Monday they do not maintain visitor logs for President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, where multiple locations with documents were found. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky.
The fact that they possess these documents in multiple locations all over town is very concerning.
Comer says the Biden family may be compromised with a foreign adversary.
We're going to continue to press for answers. We believe that this family could be compromised because of the millions of dollars that they've received from our adversaries around the world, particularly from China.
This year's World Economic Forum is underway in Davos, Switzerland. So far, corporate executives and economists are warning a global recession is likely this year. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Singing something. I couldn't remember the Temptations. Thank you to my friend Cal Bailey, who's out in Oregon, who listens very intently to everything that's going on before he does his morning program on the same station that we are on. Good morning, Oregonians. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 34 after the hour. Jay Kirshner is here. We have lots of things that are happening. I've always liked the Temptations, the Four Tops. They've traveled around. They've done the touring together. I think there's one original member still of the Four Tops that's there and a couple of the Temptations. Imagine that. They've been at this since the 1960s. Think about that. Think on the road singing the same songs that made them famous in the 60s and the 70s. And they've got the energy still. It's very, very cool, I think. Anyway, something to think about as we dig around into what's going on today. Today's Tuesday, the 17th of January. The most wanted fugitive in Italy. the mafia boss there. This is from the Crime and Punishment Department, I suppose from the Good News Department as well. Matteo Messina Denaro, one of the most wanted criminals in the world, evading arrest since 1993. You think he paid off a few people who were in the city of Palermo where he was, quote-unquote, hiding? Actually, he went to the hospital because he was being treated for cancer, and that's how they grabbed him. Oof. He's head of the Sicilian Cosa Nostra. He's 60 years old. He was tried and sentenced to death, but he was in absentia because they couldn't find him. He has been responsible for a number of terrorist attacks, murders. They don't even know the people who are prosecuting him. The anti-mafia prosecutors, they all have been killed. And he was sentenced to, he murdered and killed 12 people, including the young son of one of the prosecutors. and an informant, I shouldn't chuckle about this, because there are these people that are bloodthirsty. Some say that the mafia is not, they're kinder and gentler these days. If you're an Italian mafia figure, I think you'd probably argue with that contention. So anyway, that's the end of him. Well, I think it'll be the end. It would seem that it would be the end of him. Other crime and punishment items here for us to focus on. Six members of the same family, including a baby, shot, killed at a home. It was a massacre.
Yeah, they're calling it a targeted massacre.
Yeah, the Tulare County Sheriff says that everybody, the 17-year-old, the baby, oh, my God, this is so horrible.
It is awful.
Oh, what kind of, this person, whoever did this, should be shot on sight. No trial.
And how there is such a thing as, like, it's not just in movies or TV shows, but hitmen. Yeah. And that really do, you wonder on one hand, like, how do they sleep at night? But then at the same time, like, clearly there's something very, very off.
Well, they're out of their mind. They're like insane. Yeah, they're insane. Anybody who does this sort of thing is insane. Now, there is no real understanding as to what this family is all about. What might have been the reason for them to be targeted, right? I don't see any of that information. I just see it seems to, the sheriff said it's personal.
They're suspecting likely a gang-related attack. And apparently there were survivors at the scene. They haven't specified who survived, and they believe that there are two suspects at large.
All right, Dallas Police Department opening an investigation, a criminal investigation, James, after finding the second fence cut inside of a habitat at the Dallas Zoo. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
James Collins is at our main studio in Dallas. So what's the, you can be a reporter now, James.
Oh.
What's the latest from the scene?
Well, it's just like you said, you know, there is another investigation going on with the wires being, or the wire fence being cut. And like I said yesterday, it's obviously being tampered with. You know, that's pretty clear at this point, considering that it's happening again. So, I mean, it's just
monkeys.
Like you said. Yeah, this
monkeys.
Time monkeys, yeah.
Primates. All right, so if you're going to be a reporter on this program, you have to be able to use your gerunds. All right? I'm trying to train, teach James about gerunds from my old English teacher days.
Yes.
Folks in Dallas and in Texas are a little sloppy with their lingo, at least some. I'm sure some people listening in Texas take offense to that. But every once in a while, James is learning.
We let our words slide together. But
yes,
I'm learning.
All right. Anyway, so there was a leopard that got out, and then these monkeys. So who's wandering around? They shut the park down, I think, over the weekend to find. But it happened that the leopard went to next door, kind of, to visit his sister or cousin or whoever was there. Yeah, there are people, there are folks, and this I wouldn't put this beyond PETA, there are some folks who think these animals should not be in captivity, so this is their solution to the problem. Cut the fences and let them out to roam around. How'd you like to see a leopard show up in your backyard?
Exactly. Like, let's say the leopard, what if it had attacked a human or something like that? They would have to put this leopard down, and then it's just absolutely awful, and then for the humans and everything. Fortunately, nothing significantly bad has come from this, but while we're seeing this at the Dallas Zoo, how many other zoos are we going to start seeing?
Well, it's an idea. You plant the idea in somebody's head, and they, you know,
look
you
at all of the artwork that keeps getting trashed because people are throwing oil or different things on it, which
I want to make a point.
The museum should be covered by some kind of glass anyway, but some of them are not.
I'm more important than they are. It's me. Listen to me. I'm the smartest person there. The arrogance involved in things like that is beyond belief.
Well, the problem is there's always a message that goes with it, but the message gets lost because people focus on what happened rather than the reasoning behind the why. Something like what just talking about with the artwork. We're not saying anything about why they were doing it. We're just talking about the artwork being damaged. With this, if there's the why part has gotten lost because people are just talking about what actually happened.
And
people can get the point across. Just do it in a different way. More eloquently said way.
Unfortunately, it doesn't get the attention of doing something antisocial like this.
But that's the thing. It's still not getting attention. Only the what happened got the attention, not the why of it.
Yeah. All right, here's the next thing from the Crime and Punishment Department. Brinks truck heist. This is very interesting. $300,000 in cash and a Brinks truck robbery outside a Brooklyn bank. According to police, the thief swiped an unattended money bag from the armored truck's bumper. This is a movie in the making, or at least a television show. The guy leaves the cash on the bumper of the truck. Somebody just wanders by, picks it up, see you later, alligator. So, there we go.
Which makes you wonder, how did that even happen in the first place?
Exactly. Who's running the show?
These crews are trained not to do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, next item is the selection of a jury, which starts today in the securities fraud trial against Elon Musk over the misleading tweets he sent out, 4 or 5 years ago? Floating the possibility of taking Tesla private at $420 a share. So from that came a class action lawsuit arguing that the tweets to secure funding were false and fueled all of these various price swings up, of course, cost investors billions of dollars. So is he really a scumbucket, Musk? Is he really? He's a manipulator. The deal that would have been valued at $72 billion never materialized. Musk, chief executive at Tesla, had to pay a $40 million settlement with Securities and Exchange Commission. Mm-hmm. He agreed to settle under duress, he said. But a district judge already decided that Musk act recklessly. His tweets weren't true, so let's see if we can get him. We'll see if we clip him for another $40 million or whatever it is. So he's taking the stand, apparently right after they expect the jurors to be selected today and he to be on the stand tomorrow. And what is it now? $122 a share, I think. It was, but they cranked it up to $420. Wow.
Well, have you seen that Guinness World Record for most money lost by one person?
No, I didn't see
and
that.
He's like still a billionaire. He lost between 180 and 200 billion since November 2021.
God love him. And wealth creation. Thank you, America. All right, here's another one. A Colorado library. It looks like the second one closed its doors, actually, after they found meth. Yesterday we had the story of one library. Now the second one today. A library in Boulder tested its bathrooms after a spike in people smoking meth in the bathrooms there. Samples taken in the air ducts of six of the restrooms were found to have higher than acceptable levels of meth. What is an acceptable level of meth, I would ask? How can there be any acceptable level of meth? So anyway, the library...
Not only that go in, but the people who work there who are breathing this in.
Well, so from... where they were the first time, now they've gone into, from Boulder, they went to Englewood. These are all towns that surround, they're in the greater Denver area. And so they found the same thing there. The test in restrooms and other services in the public library found that they exceeded state thresholds for meth. I again ask the question, how can there be any?
Anything above zero.
Right. That's acceptable. So they said the city manager says the health and safety of our staff and residents is the utmost importance. So why do you allow any meth there, pal? Pal, I don't get it.
Right, well, in an effort to combat the drug use, they had already increased funding for additional library staff so that they could have people more closely monitoring security videos and actually being kind of bathroom attendants. And it seems that it just still wasn't enough.
Okay, let's go to Missouri. You ready? You're going to love this one. The state of Missouri and their House of Representatives, their lawmakers, have decided to revise the dress code for women in public service. Wow. This ought to go over well in the anti-sexist league. The revision of the dress code for women and women, for women who are legislators and staff members, they are now required to wear a jacket, a blazer, a cardigan, and the other thing is they have to wear something that covers their legs. Good God.
Is that something that they had already had in place for men, that they already had to wear blazers?
I don't see anything in here that rules what men are supposed to. I think that would set off the criticism. And the vote in the legislature was 105 to 51.
Wow.
How about that? Supporters said it was a small tweak that would help ensure professionalism.
Whoa. Have they not figured out by now to just say everybody has to wear this rather than
going obviously to one group of people? Obviously, they haven't figured that out yet. So they'll have. I'm sure there'll be a little slapping going on there. Okay, 48 after on Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
La Familia time. Actually, it's farm, food, and family, La Familia time. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I studying what's going on, what you need to be checking in the grocery store, or what the latest recalls are. So there are about 1,000 pounds of H-E-B Meal Simple Chocolate Chunk Brownies in the 13-ounce container. They're being recalled for mislabeling. The mislabeling alert, it has undeclared soy and egg in it, according to HEB individuals. So HEB is, where are they headquartered? I'm not sure. They're in Texas, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the brownies that were, so they sell them, or they just, they have retail outlets? What do they have? What is their method of distribution?
It's like a grocery store, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. You're asking me?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Our Texas expert, James Collins, to this scene. Yeah. All right. So anyway, H-E-B is a supermarket chain. Is it a local supermarket chain?
Yeah, it's a really big grocery store chain here in Texas, really? And they really pride themselves on, you know, good, healthy distribution, and so this is a big deal for them.
Well, it should be a big deal.
Yeah.
You'll have to get most anything in that circumstance. Okay, food brands adding sesame to items. The FDA has declared sesame a major allergen. So why are the major food companies, because they don't care about you? Maybe that's how they do it. Sesame.
Yeah, it's cheaper for them.
Right.
Rather than try to take it out and worry about cross-contamination, they just let people know, like, hey, there's by adding more sesame, they can say that the allergen is in it and put up the warnings and let people know about potential for cross-contamination. It's a lot cheaper than trying to get new equipment and...
Unbelievable. So bagels, a lot of people have them on bagels. Sesame flour is in baked goods. And so the people studying this say that sesame is an ingredient that can be life-threatening to some people. Remember the FASTER Act that was passed a couple of years ago by Congress, added sesame to the list of major food allergens?
Mm-hmm.
And that took effect at the beginning of this year. So why they didn't make it take effect? This is the other crazy
I'm
thing.
I'm surprised it took so long, too.
Yeah, exactly. What's okay, if you know that it's no good, then you stop it now. You don't wait 2 years to kill off how many people in the meantime. What is the matter with the system? The FDA's FASTER Act, which didn't act, was passed in April of 2021, didn't take effect until January 1st of this year, requiring clear labeling of sesame in food items, as well as the fixes needed for existing manufacturing processes that you just described, Jay. And so sesame has just been a spice, kind of a natural flavor. I always thought sesame seeds were good. And I know Sesame Street is good, right? So sesame seeds, Sesame Street. Well, how can anything be called bad if it's sesame?
Well, the allergens, yeah. I actually know more people who are allergic to, personally, I know more people who are allergic to sesames than peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And sesame oil. You think of a lot of burger buns and stuff. You have a sesame seed straight up.
Chick-fil-A has it in their burgers. Wendy's has it in their burgers.
And
Olive Garden.
A lot of places use, especially with Asian food, sesame oil in things.
Mm-hmm. So many people love their. I've never seen anything quite like it in terms of fast food. The Chick-fil-A around me, or any time I've ever passed one, there's always a line. Oh, no matter what time of day it is, there's always a line. And they always come across, people think it's a quality product. Well, they sound like the same kind of scummy outfits as these others that are using this to cheapen, say, it costs them less. How much can a burger bun cost? I don't even know. What do they cost? A nickel, a dime?
I think Chick-fil-A came out and said that they would like to do otherwise, but it's their parent supplier who is making the call to up the sesame in it.
Well, they own their own store. Nah, that's baloney. See, Chick-fil-A is one of the largest independent owners of fast food restaurants, not only in our country, but in the world. So whatever the owners say is what goes. That's complete bunkum. If they're trying to pass it off onto somebody else, that's baloney. No, they can get what they want. They have somebody that uses that much. They use usually local bakeries. I think McDonald's the only one that doesn't use local bakeries. They make all this stuff and they ship it around. But remember when the McDonald's stuff was tested? This was a number of years ago. Somebody, I remember talking about this. I remember we all laughed about it, but it wasn't very funny. He set out a bun and a hamburger from McDonald's and go back to it, not refrigerated, just sit it out on the counter. Go back to it a month later, it's still there because it has so much preservative in it. It never really spoils. So that should tell you something. All right, there's that bit of news from the Farm, Food, and Family Department here at 59.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.